This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 195.
Would we value every life? What if the boy didn't walk unknown through the dirty streets of poverty in the country they call home? With our eyes open, we'll find our way again. With our minds open, we'll begin to understand. If we can get there, then we won't have to ask, what if? What if the world could be at peace, and we held the hand of a fellow man, and respected his beliefs? What if we could love who we want to love without the fear of a walking hand in hand in the streets of America? With our eyes open, we'll find our way again. With our minds open, we'll begin to understand. If we can get there, then we won't have to ask, what? World was colorblind. Would there be respect for everyone? Would we value every life? What if the poor didn't walk alone through the dirty streets of poverty in the country they call home? With our eyes open, we'll find our way again. With our minds open, we'll begin to understand.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and you've just listened to Michael West, and that's his song called What If. It's actually a live version, and Michael is still working on the album version, which should come later this year. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Probably we'll have him in the show again to promote this album. Okay, so in this episode, we have Freddie Freeman and Michael West, and they'll be talking about Bearpalooza. So, I hope you guys enjoy. Hello, everyone. This is Nard, and we have special guests in this episode. We have Freddie Freeman and Michael West. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Nard.
Hey, at last I got you guys in the show again. And Michael, this is your first time, right, Michael?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, been, and you guys have been busy with Bearpalooza lately, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Very busy.
Very, very busy.
So,
but we're having a blast.
So what's new? What's new with Bearpalooza this year?
Well, it's the biggest year we've done yet. We are doing shows all across the country, and we are actually going to Timberfell in Tennessee this weekend as our kickoff show.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, I've been running ads on that one. I took the pictures and posting on, along with side with the videos with the Future Villain Band and some what else? What are my Louis Weekend videos? I put the your banner there, which is great. I mean, people have been looking at it, and so far. I've been curious myself. So Timberfell, it's a campground.
Yeah, it's an all male campground and lodge, and it's a great place. I went there in the fall of last year and totally fell in love with it. just a great staff, a great place to go and relax, be yourself. Mm-hmm. The friendliest people in the world there. Everyone talks to you, no attitude. Just really great, really relaxing, and it's nice to kind of be able to have somewhere so close to get away to.
Yeah. Michael, you've been there before?
Yeah, this last fall I went there for the first time, and this year not only will it be the kickoff for Timberfell, but it will be a celebration of me and my other half's 13th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
13 years.
13 years, awesome.
Yep.
Can you believe I was at your 11th anniversary that we've known each other for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah, don't remind me. No.
I love you, Freddie.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, we'll talk about that, some updates about Jay and DJ later. Hey, so Bearpalooza, who's going to play? Who's going to be playing this coming Timberfell?
Who's going to play? The question this year is who's not going to play? No,
but... yeah. It's great to have everyone involved. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Timberfell, we've got a great lineup. We have, of course, Swin Dunbar and Big Nug, Freddie, mm-hmm. of course, myself, uh-huh. Charlie Brown, Ron Morse. Did I say that? No. Ron Morse, Patrick Arena, and a newcomer to Bearpalooza, Jesse Carrison. Actually, Swin's a newcomer, too.
So is Patrick.
Oh, and Patrick is, too.
Got lots of new people.
Lots of newcomers this year.
Yep.
Oh, that is awesome. And they're coming from different cities, and they're all going to be there. It's in Nashville. Timberfell's in Nashville.
No, nope.
It's in Tennessee, right outside of Knoxville.
Knoxville, okay. Right. All right, awesome. And wait, I'm curious. Is this a clothing optional place?
It is a clothing optional place.
Okay.
Of the highest esteem. It's a very, 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 very nice place. Although, yeah. I mean, I'm one of those type of people that's not going to bear my buns anywhere, but... well, you know, unless I need to, but
yeah,
you know, I have no shame.
Freddie doesn't have any shame, but yeah, it is clothing optional, but definitely optional.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember because Tommy before I had him in the show before. Tommy was saying that yeah, it would be good, it would be nice. I've never tried done it, you know, play in the nude before, but it distracts the audience from from the music. So,
yeah,
I kind of agree. I mean, you know, when we first did Sawmill, I was thinking, oh, we'll play, you know, maybe we'll play naked, and it does distract. I mean, I'll be naked, but not while I'm playing.
Oh yeah, okay.
we'll have to call that Naked Palooza.
Naked Palooza.
Yeah, that'll be in 2010
okay.
or 20 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So after Timberfell this coming weekend, yeah. What's going to be the next one?
Well, go for it.
Well, you asked what's new for Bearapalooza this year, and mm-hmm. one of the new is something I've actually been talking to a lot of Bearapalooza artists over the years about for a while. Is actually instead of, you know, just having your fixed festivals here and there, like actually some of us piling in a van and like taking it on the road. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And because of some circumstances coming together and getting the right help from the right people like Michael.
Right. And then Bear Trek in New York and then also mm-hmm. in Philadelphia kind of bookending the shows. It kind of gave us an opportunity to, instead of just going to the New York show and then coming back a week later for Philly, we decided to incorporate the other shows and take that old idea from the past and turn it into a road trip. So
that it's finally awesome. Happening.
And you call it the Bearapalooza road trip?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And so, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do with this is like, you know, Michael and I are traveling with Charlie Brown and Big Nug uh-huh. in a van. But, you know, as we go from place to place, you know, we're bringing a lot of the old alumni back, some favorites in different places, and also including a lot of new guys so that, you know, the bear community can really get a chance to see all this talent that's out there.
And there's a ton.
And there's a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's true.
the requests that we've gotten over the past few months are incredible. Like, so it's difficult to keep up with it sometimes.
You know? That's right. But no full band, though, if you're going to be traveling. Or are you going to have full bands in one place, or
we'll have ensembles in a couple different places, and then in Philly is the big show. It's going to be we're looking at about a built-in audience of over 1,000, they said, mm-hmm. and that'll be all bands.
Awesome. That's is Josh going to be with you guys? Going to travel with you guys too?
Josh, you mean Josh Lloyd?
The violinist.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not going to be able to make it this year. He's have some life changes, and decided it's not going to work out.
He's
going
to be moving soon. He's
going to be moving to New York, actually. So,
yeah. Oh, okay,
he's
cool.
He's going to be a New Yorker.
in Bear Trek, who else are going to play at Bear Trek? Because I believe Kendall's going to be there, right?
Kendall's going to be there, and then also we have a bunch of different people. We have Naked.
Oh,
and
Naked.
Someone else that's also new to the group, Gordon Michaels. Who is a cabaret
new
singer.
Genre for us too,
yeah,
which I really like. I like bringing in new genres whenever I can.
Uh-huh.
Gordon is a really fantastic, like gospel influenced cabaret type singer, and he has just a really great soul stirring voice that really moves me. So he's going to be joining us at Bear Trek.
And then the grandfather of bear music, Martin Swinger.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And then of course Big Nug and Charlie and myself and Freddie. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in May, right?
Yeah, in May.
Mm-hmm. Everything kicks off May 2nd mm-hmm. in Boston. And then we're going to Bear Trek on Sunday the 4th of May. And that's going to be as part of a brunch for Bear Trek. And I don't know if any of you guys out there know, Bear Trek is one of the big bear runs in the country. Attracts a lot of people. It's in the New York area. Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be in Rye, New York, which is just 30 minutes outside the city.
Yeah, Steve-O from A Bear's Life magazine is mm-hmm. doing a kick-ass job with it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be big. Actually, I had him in the show last year sometime, and he did mention, we were talking about you, Freddie, that you guys are planning to do Bearapalooza there in Bear Trek in White Plains, New York. I think that's where.
Yeah, and if you're interested in going to Bear Trek, you know, they have two packages. They have a regular package, and then the package that you can get that includes the brunch. There's another one, and it includes the brunch and our show, which is a great show with, you know, 8 different artists, including, like everybody Michael
sell
mentioned.
Sell it.
You know, it's only $30 more, and you get this great brunch. And this great event, and I really encourage everybody to go ahead and get that higher package is going to Bear Trek.
And if you don't brunch, how gay can you be?
Right.
That's right. Okay. So how many cities do we have again in total?
Well, then after we leave Bear Trek, we're going to be going into New York City.
Okay.
Well, actually, before that, we do Boston.
Yeah, I said Boston.
Boston
on the 2nd of May. Mm-hmm. It's a place called the Alley Bar. And Gordon Michaels has been doing a great job like coordinating that because he's local there. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Bear Trek on the 4th of May. Then we'll be in on the 5th of May, we're going to do something special. We're going to go and host the Out Music Open Mic. And Out Music is a great organization that I've been involved with since 2002.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. Open mic. That's awesome. Okay.
Next night, we'll be doing, on the 6th, we'll be doing a show at the Eagle.
In New York.
In New York. And Naked is coordinating that. They're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have, I'll take the next one. We're doing Bearpalooza Baltimore on the 7th, and that one is at the Creative Alliance. And the cool thing about that, we've actually got this guy to host our MC for two of the shows, Dave Moretti. He is Papa Bear from the movie A Dirty Shame.
Oh, really? Small world. I didn't know he's into organizing music. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be our MC. And we're doing it at the Creative Alliance at the Patterson in Baltimore. It's a really cool art house. It's in an old movie theater. We're really excited about that place. Then we just got the Remington in D.C. about a week ago. And the guys, Dwayne and Steven, Steven, who's the owner there, great, great guys. Really very welcoming and open to us. So we've got a really good show plan there as well.
With Dave again.
And Dave's, again, going to be hosting it, Dave Moretti. Mm-hmm. So, and then what's next, Freddie?
Then we go up to Philly for the big Bears on Liberty weekend.
And that's a big show, like we said before.
Okay. Is the Liberty Bears there going to be involved, or is it just going to be you guys doing it?
No, it's part of the Liberty Bears.
Bears on Liberty
weekend. And it's also a joint thing with the Liberty Gay Rodeo Association, Liberty Stampede. So the Bears and the rodeo people are kind of teaming up and putting on this show for their runs that are happening at the same time.
And we've got two new people joining us there. We've got Josh Zuckerman and his band, Ernie LaJoy, and then, actually more new people, but one of the people from the past, but he's going to be performing with the band is Max Christopher, and then also the Future Villain Band.
Yes, that's right.
Ernie was at the first Bearpalooza ever.
Oh, cool.
And I haven't had him back since then. I'm so glad to have him back.
Yeah.
A lot of people have asked me, when's Ernie going to play Bearpalooza again? And I'm so glad that it's happening. That's good.
God, that's good.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Nard?
Oh, about Glenn from Future Villain Band. I was talking to him. I kind of had him in the show a few weeks ago during IBR. And IBR, that's around February, that's right. And he said that, I'm the only one who has seen their gigs first in Nashville and then in San Francisco. I don't know about Philly, though. He says he's going to go there, but I don't think I can make it though in Philly, though.
Oh, come on. You won.
Okay, you can't break it now.
Glenn's going to be pissed at me.
We love Glenn. He's actually not only doing the Philly show, but he is putting together a show in L.A. for Bearpalooza.
That's right.
So he's the one organizing.
Actually, this year, Bearpaloozas are starting to happen actually without Freddie Freeman, it's really a good thing. I really want these guys to take ownership and this is a community effort. Mm-hmm. It's always been about a collective and a community. Mm-hmm. And if these guys want to take the name and the things that, the press that we've built and all the presence that we've built over the last 6 years, mm-hmm. I want them to take it and run with it and do their own shows, even if I can't go.
Spread
the love, and hopefully we'll be spreading the love across the pond. That's all I can say.
Next thing I'll know, you guys gonna do a European tour or something.
You never know.
You never know.
You just reminded me of something that I'm really excited about.
Oh,
excited about something else?
No, I got offered to play. They just offered for me to play at Milwaukee Pride. So then I wrote back to the guy and I said, well, I do this thing called Bearpalooza, and I convinced them to, instead of giving me a set, to give us a 90-minute showcase of Bearpalooza artists at Milwaukee Pride. And it's really a big festival, and I really respect, the kind of artists they book and everything.
You got Natasha Bedingfield, Indigo Girls. Who else?
Indigo
Wanda
Girls.
Sykes.
Wanda Sykes.
Indigo Girls, yeah. So we're doing a 90-minute showcase as part of their Pride Festival in June. and I'm really excited about that.
Awesome.
We're just really excited tonight, aren't we?
You're so excited. Yeah, everything's coming up. Uh-huh. I bet you guys don't get nervous about these things. You've been performing for so long already, but having people, artists, even new artists, join the Bearpalooza family makes it even bigger. Welcoming everyone and introducing the new artists. That's awesome.
I mean, it's really cool. It reminds me, kind of talking about that, it reminds me of a story. We did a podcast a long time ago. I don't remember what it was for. I don't remember ever hearing it. But we did a podcast at Matthew Temple's house in the basement with Shannon Green.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon told the story about Bearpalooza. It was really cool because he said it was the first time that he had felt comfortable taking his music out of his bedroom into this community. Because, I mean, where else would a big guy, I mean, like myself, I'm a big guy too, be able to take their music and have it heard by people within our community?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just really enthralled by that. And that story always stuck with me. And I've heard it from a lot of our other artists too, that it's been a real... It's something that not only has momentum, but it gives a voice to a community of artists that didn't think they had a voice. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we feel is really important about Bearpalooza, which is, it's really cool. It's
I find that the experience for a lot of the guys is really more about just that, the experience, more than it is about, you know, it's going to like help me get on MTV or whatever.
Or make money. Yeah.
It's more about a collective experience, about like owning our own community, owning our own
and working together.
Self.
Too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a different perspective. Probably similar perspective, but more. On my side, I've always wanted to see in the Bear community the musicians that actually the first time I've heard. Probably the first time I even came out and learned about the Bear community, I was wondering about, are there musicians who are in the Bear community who are out there whose music I would like? And then I heard about Bearpalooza many years ago, and then, oh my God, one day I'm going to see the artists in this one. I'm going to see them play one day. And sure enough, last year I went to Nashville, and now it's spreading around. I'll get more chances to see them.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been involved with Bearpalooza since 2004. And then when I met you for the first time and saw your excitement that you had about Bearpalooza, I was like, oh, that is so cool. He just really loves it. Not that we haven't seen that from other people, but I could just see this like spark in your eyes. I was like, yes. So it was really cool. I remember the first time I met you, actually. So
yeah.
It was very cool.
That's in Nashville. Well, okay. So about the website, how can people check out our schedule, the schedule for Bearpalooza?
Well, the schedule is at bearpalooza.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on there. You can also check out our new radio ad that we just put out that Freddie and Jay put together. And also check out the other shows. There's After Philly, there is... We forgot Raleigh.
Oh, Raleigh. Yeah.
Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the show that Swin is actually putting together with us. And he's got some great support from the North Carolina Bear Lodge. Mm-hmm. And... So they've really signed on and been a big help. And we've got a couple new, another guy that's new there named Jay Allen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be pretty cool. But check out bearpalooza.com. You can also find us at myspace.com. myspace.com/bearpalooza.
Bearpalooza. All right. So yeah, we'll put the links on the website for our audience to check it out. So guys, check out bearpalooza.com, and friend Freddie and Michael here at myspace.com/bearpalooza.
Yeah, and also myspace.com/bearpalooza army, which is our street team.
Bearpalooza army? Okay.
Okay. Kind of like the Kiss Army.
Oh.
We've actually had a lot of really cool support from people wanting to be involved with our street team. And so we're pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. And also, I just wanted to quickly mention, I don't know how much time we have, but yeah, I just wanted to mentioned, we had some really, really nice support from a lot of folks in the community so far. We got a lot of sponsors flowing in. And also some of your fellow podcasters, like the Don't Ask, Don't Tell podcast, and Cubs Out Loud has been so wonderful to us. And, of course, Bear Radio. Love Joe. He's just awesome.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive Bear Watch 9 booty camp training, you will be a bear. But until that day, you are Brazilian mountain goats. Because I am hard on you all the time, you will not like me. But you will like it when I am hard and in you. The more you can take it, the more you will enjoy it. However hard I might be, I am fair. I use a good water spit for lube.
Sir, yes, sir.
You there, what are you grinning about, Private? You look like some kind of junk with that raspberry lip gloss on.
Sir, yes, sir. As funny and queer as they come, sir.
Holy dog crap. Are you from Texas? Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Joker. And you don't look much like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you know how to do a proper Texas pinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Get over and show these other worthless goats how it's done. Private Gomer Pyle, tell the rest of these worthless untrained goats how they can join our merry little booty camp in Galveston, Texas.
Sir, yes, sir. Golly, come join our platoon May 16th to 18th in Galveston, Texas for Bear Watch 9 Booty Camp. You can find more information at our online recruiting station, www.bearwatch.net. You can register and get all your questions answered there. Our host hotel again this year is Inn at the Water Park, sir.
We want new recruits. Get online and get registered now at www.bearwatch.net. I want to see each of you in my platoon for basic bear training May 16th through 18th in Galveston, Texas. Private Joker, if I feel too bad.
What have you guys been up to? Of course, Bearpalooza has been
busy. Watching a lot of Hannah Montana, also a lot of American Idol, and like, you know, following up on Lindsay Lohan's story. No, just kidding.
is there something else besides Bearpalooza right now?
I don't know.
I mean, that's it. That's all there is. I mean,
we work and sleep and Bearpalooza.
I go to work. I come home. I work on the website. We do emails, we do planning, we do press, posters. It's a constant. It's like having three jobs.
But yeah, we're not alone. We have some great help with Jay Freeman, Freddie's husband.
Right.
Jay's been the one doing all the graphics, right, and everything.
Freddie's also.
I'm
doing
starting to learn to do some of the graphics too.
I'm impressed. I like it. I like the way.
Like Jay made templates for the posters. We decided like make all the posters pretty much the same template for each city. And Jay made those, and I'm like updating them and stuff for each city. And
But we're not alone. We're not alone. We do have Swin. Swin has been a huge help to us this year.
And Swin, he's been doing a lot.
Swin's awesome.
He's from Raleigh, right?
He's
from Raleigh. Never been to Raleigh before, but
I haven't either. We knew,
of course, in Philly. Max Christopher's coordinating everything in Philly, and then of course Gordon Michaels has helped us get a venue in. In Boston.
And also Jesse.
Let me get this straight. You guys are traveling. You, Freddie, and Michael will be on the van. Who else are going?
Nug.
In the van. Nug. And Charlie.
And Charlie. And Jay. Okay. Five of you will be driving all the way and then go to a city and then five of you will play, and then other guys in that city will play too. And then it goes the same with the different cities.
Right.
Wow. That is hard.
It's about, there's 7 to 9 people in each city.
Yeah. We're picking up people like Troy Resnick.
Got Philly, we got Josh Zuckerman.
It's a lot of new folks. A lot of new folks. That's pretty cool.
Because I remember whenever you guys...
A lot of alumni, too, you know.
Yeah.
What's that?
Are you guys going to be collaborating in some of the songs?
Yes, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember in Nashville when you guys played Freddie, you know, the other guys have to learn the songs too, and then you have to play. So will there be something like that too, you know, that kind of coordination?
Yeah, there will be. There's actually the title track of my new album, which is, I'm announcing it here actually.
Okay.
Changing the name for my new album. It was going to be tentatively titled Choice, and I'm actually going to change it to What If, and that's the title track of the album that I'm collaborating with Big Nug.
Mm-hmm. Actually, What If just keeps sticking. Actually, where was I? I was in New Orleans, I think. I saw a protester, actually. A protester with a big "What If" sign. I so want to send it to you because...
Oh, I love it. Please do. Please do. It's a political song, so that'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's a placard. Somebody's protesting. You know, when you go to New Orleans and there are these protesters in the streets, they don't like people drinking too much and stuff. You know, they're people protesting. And I saw the big sign. What if? Oh, that's for Michael. I should get that for Michael.
Yeah. No, Freddie's doing. Speaking of collaborations, Freddie's doing a collaboration with Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been writing some music with Swin Dunbar, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then who's backing you up in Philly?
Oh, yeah, the Future Villain Band's backing me up.
He's going to back up. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so wow. Excited.
It's good to work with Glenn. Glenn, I was, when he was at IBR, I was kind of being a roadie to them. I was helping out with carrying stuff and microphones and guitar cases and amplifiers.
Take Nard off the road.
Yeah.
Hey, Nard, want to go with us?
I'll be podcasting on the way.
Yeah, I'm serious. We'll put you in the van with us and you just go the whole way.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, that'd be exciting.
You can sleep with me.
Oh, my God.
I might get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jay's not going, though, right?
Yeah, he's going.
Yes, he's going.
I forgot, okay.
Jay's part of my band.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Jay and how about DJ? Is he, Michael, how about DJ? Is he? Oh no, you're gonna be away from him for a while. Oh.
He's gonna be home taking care of our kids, our dog and our cat.
I see. That is awesome. I mean, Jay's going to perform too, like as you know, Lil Fuzz.
Is he? Yeah, and in Raleigh he is.
Yeah. Oh, in Raleigh, okay.
And also, he's doing a song with Future Villain Band.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Philly.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's also going to be playing as part of... I'm doing an acoustic ensemble for this tour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done the band thing. I mean, you saw me do the Prince medley and all that. And,
uh-huh.
And I love it. I love playing with the band. But I just really want to get back to, like showing off the songwriting and the, you know, the melodies and the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing an acoustic ensemble with Charlie and Jay and some other people along the way.
Something similar to what you guys did on that Sunday on Bear Jam, right?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a really full sound, but kind of an unplugged thing.
Unplugged version, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Bear Jam, I did ask you about that. So, no more Music City Bears in your city, right?
Mm-hmm. No, but it's basically something had to die for something to be reborn.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like from the ashes, the
phoenix. Phoenix from
it's
the
like
ashes.
A phoenix.
Will be...
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's just say, you know, Bearapalooza is happening in Nashville this year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have yet to book a venue, but that's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
But we have a date and everything, and it probably will be connected to some kind of bear event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
For now.
Well, that's good. That's, yeah, I understand. You know, things will happen. That sounded like... a Harry Potter movie already, just like there. But
what's that? Oh, the Phoenix from the Ashes.
Yeah. I just reminded me of something. Okay, so yeah, that's it. Well, thank you, Michael and Freddie. Yeah, for joining me.
Oh yeah, it's a great time.
It's great, and
yeah, we really do. You're really supportive of our community and of our musicians. So
always, like I said, I heard it before. I wanted to be involved and. This is if I cannot play because I used to play in a band and I don't play that much anymore. I don't play for a long. I haven't played for anything, but I watch you guys. I live my life vicariously to you guys. Yes. Wow.
Look, you said right. We can squeeze you in.
We'll okay. Squeeze you in the van. Come on. You'll be our groupie on the road.
Come on, Nard.
Give me the tambourine or something. I'll do with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tracy Partridge.
Wait, I have a question. Nard, I have a question for you. You said you played in a band?
Oh, yeah. I used to play in a band.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, why are you involved?
I don't know. Actually, I was talking to Glenn about that. Why haven't you been practicing? He's been telling me, why haven't you been practicing your guitar? Do some scales or anything.
You need a guitarist.
Huh?
Michael had a guitarist for the acoustic gigs, and unfortunately he dropped out, so I'm probably going to have to back him up now.
He sounds really excited about
you
that.
You know what?
Well, okay. No, I love...
In
Look, I'll say it right here. I'm not the greatest guitarist in the world.
But
so you play Nard?
Sorry?
You play the guitar?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, get yourself ready and we'll put you in the next show.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. Why not?
Yeah. I'll send you a YouTube video of me and my band. But
I can't wait. Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was 10 years ago, something like that. And it's been a long time. But I'd like to.
Yeah, watch, he'll pick up a guitar and be like a virtuoso and go, "Oh, I suck." He'll be like,
"Oh my God." That's my younger days. Oh my God. Well, again, thank you very much, guys. And you guys,
we always have a great time with you, Nard.
That's right. I have fun always talking to you guys. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
Nard.
A lot.
Have a great
Bye.
Night.
It's always great to have Freddie in the show. And now we just had Michael, too. It's great to have him, too. And they're just awesome guys. Awesome, awesome. Doing all this work for Bearpalooza. And I'm looking forward to probably cover one of their events. I don't know if I can go to one of the events yet. We shall see. The year is still long. Okay, so if you have any comments, send your voicemails at 206-222-BEAR. Hey guys, call in. It's about 5 more episodes to the episode 200. Wow, I just realized it's just 5 episodes away. So yeah, it would be great to have voicemails to play on that show. And if you have any other comments, just send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and go to bearpodcast.com, which is the official website. And you can also friend us at myspace.com/bearpodcast. And, what else? Oh, we have the Frapper map still on. Frapper map as in frapper.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.